This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly English Championship Show on the BetRivers Network. I am your host, George Ehrlich, and I'm delighted this time to be joined. He sorted his internet out.
Yay.
I had to do a 13-minute monologue where I suddenly realised I've got no water and I'm about to keel over in my chair. So, hello, Jack. How are you doing?
Hi, George. I'm great. I really enjoyed last week's show. It was fantastic. It's probably one of the best ones so far. And I've heard many other people said the same thing.
I didn't enjoy it as much. Especially given that we got halfway through recording it with you on and then suddenly you froze and that was that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it was a sign of things to come because we were talking about Norwich at the time, weren't we? So
yeah,
there we go.
You glitched. I got another goal scorer up again. Can you believe it?
Yeah, the sky is blue, water is wet and George Ehrlich smashes in another anytime goal scorer.
That was my biggest price one, wasn't it? I think it was like plus 425. Jack Clark scoring against Swansea.
Yeah, very nice as well. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I was sat watching the ketchup bottle explode all over Carrow Road and as that goal went in. So happy days. Yeah, you certainly got me out of the doo-doo last week. I had my poorest week of the season, just as you hit your biggest winner. So there we are.
There we go.
That's all good. And we're closing the gap at the top.
Yeah, we are. Have you got the figures there? I think we're plus 8.25, is it? I've got it here. We are plus 8.55 and league 8.67. So we're basically first equal, and this is the week where we're just gonna ease clear.
The French lads will be happy to concede that we're level on terms.
As is always the case with this show, we are previewing the English Football League, so the Championship, League One, League Two, three picks each from the Championship from the BetRivers site. And then one from League One and one from League Two between the two of us. Do check out the app Because We Win Twitter handle where you can follow all the different sports handicappers and do subscribe to the BetRivers YouTube channel as well, where you can see all the different preview content across multiple leagues, across multiple sports. They have got you covered. Hopefully, we've got you covered in the Championship. I do, again, have a goal scorer pick, but I'll save that for later. Jack, why don't you take us away with your first pick of the week?
Yeah, okay. I'll go with another both teams to score bet here. Both teams score, yes, in Burnley versus Swansea. Two sides we're pretty familiar with this season. The odds are minus 125. I was quite pleased for those and got on board. It's a very, very simple reason for that. I think both these teams are good enough to score goals. So there
is good reason, yes. as you could hear, for BTTS. Moving on.
That's right. On to yours. Yeah, next one. So a little bit more to that. Well, maybe Burnley obviously got a win at the weekend. They finally held on for a 1-0 win, much to our relief, having put them up in the preview show on a couple of different lines. Previously to that, four times they'd been 1-0 up and ended up drawing 1-1. And they've also thrown another three score draws into the mix as well, coming back from behind to draw 1-1. And also that crazy game against Blackpool, which ended 3-3. So I think for their kind of confidence to actually have kept a clean sheet, albeit against the Coventry side, the joint lowest scorers in the league and are bottom of the league, then they'll take that. So it's a nice confidence boost. 10 unbeaten for them now, which is some run. Any result of that nature in the Championship is a fair feat. And talking of which, Swansea have now won four on the spin themselves. And as is the nature of the Championship, you do that, you start rocketing up the league. And they've now gone up to six. And they're just 3 points off the top. And Burnley are just 2 points off the top. So it's a real top-of-the-table clash. Either of these two sides will see that they've got an opportunity to at least keep pace up there, or potentially by the end of the weekend, find themselves sitting right on the top. So we'll have to see. For Swansea, I said it's been a nice turnaround in form for them. Two first half goals against Swansea, against Sunderland, sorry, as we talked about earlier. Swansea against Swansea would have been a poor game. But against Sunderland, and it was a bit of a game of two halves, and they went 2-0 up into the, say, half-time whistle, and probably thought it was going to be a little bit of a cruise. But as you say, Jack Clark got that very exciting goal back for us. And Swansea did actually end up holding on. So all good. The main thing that actually swung this bet is the consistency as far as these both teams to score are concerned. Burnley across the season, 9 of their 13 games have seen both teams to score. But at home, they have the highest percentage in the whole league. 5 of the 6 have seen BTTS, yes, cop. And Swansea is 7 out of 13 overall, but away from home, equally 5 out of 6, which is the second highest. Only Bristol City have a better, higher percentage, but they have played one more away game. So come this weekend, they could be the joint top there. Let's hope they are the joint top there, with both teams to score copping again in this game.
Lovely stuff. My first pick, I am going to start with Sheffield United, who hosts Blackpool. Regular viewers will know that I put forward a Sheffield United late last time they played at home. They then lost to QPR, so that was good. But I then put them up to beat Stoke, and they were beaten 3-1. So, some mixed fortunes with Blades at the moment. But I'm putting them up minus one here on the Asian handicap at minus 103. So just a shade of odds on. And the Asian handicap minus one, meaning that if they win the game by a solitary goal, we get our money back. If they win it by more than just the one goal, then it is a winner. A few reasons for this. You know, I as I said before, I know back-to-back defeats will cause alarm bells to ring for some people when it comes to Sheffield United at the moment, but I'm pretty sure they're still one of the best 5 or 6 teams in the league. I'm pretty sure their form is going to correct itself, and there's no better time to do so up against the Blackpool side, who have started the season really well. You know, I've got nothing against them as a side, but this is a very, very difficult task for them. And if you're looking at games already this season that they've lost, you know, they've been beaten by Norwich, they've been beaten by Swansea, they've been beaten by Blackburn. So 3 of the top 7. They have beaten 2 of the top 7. You know, they beat Reading, but as regular viewers will know, I'm not convinced Reading are a top 7 side long term. And a crazy draw 3-3 and a win over QPR both came back in August. So basically 2 months ago. And since then, they've been beaten by Millwall and by Rotherham as well. So some mixed form. You know, they did obviously thrash Watford 3-1 last time out, which is their best bit of form. But again, I kind of see that as a positive. I think a home win maybe inflates people's expectations of Blackpool, and going to Sheffield United is a very difficult place to go. And that's kind of the crux here, is that Sheffield United may have lost their last home game, but they had won 4 of their 5 home games before that, 3 of which would have covered a minus one handicap, beating Reading 4-0. There you go. Beating Blackburn 3-0. And beating Millwall 2-0. So already 3 times they've done this against 3 sides I think are better than Blackpool, to be fair. And it just seems to me like a perfect time to play these two off against each other in a betting sense, where you've got the better team coming off the back of 2 defeats, the poorer team coming off the back of a surprise victory. And therefore the market, in my opinion, has moved too far. And I think Sheffield United are still probably a good thing to win this game. And yeah, having the insurance of getting your money back if they don't cover the handicap is a pretty appealing way to go, especially as you're getting near enough even money on the bet as well. So yeah, minus 103, Blades, minus 1 on the Asian is my first pick. Jack, second up.
Nice. Yeah, okay. From a both teams to score yes to a both teams to score no bet for me. Middlesbrough versus Blackburn is the game. The odds minus 115. And at time recording, Middlesbrough, of course, are still managerless. A couple of people have been linked, strongly linked, going nods on favourites to get the job and not been appointed as yet. So we'll wait to see what happens there. But it basically means that Leo Perkovic, I think, will still be in charge come the weekend. And interesting stuff. Sorry?
Either him or Lee Cattermole.
Yes. Yeah. I have heard the Lee Cattermole situation. So we'll see. So the Perkovic one's an interesting one. Obviously, he's very much got the club at heart and managed to get them a win, a much-needed win against Birmingham, which did prove to be a little bit of a false dawn. Went off to Millwall, which we know isn't the easiest place to go, and lost to, of course, another one of your catalogue of goal scorer winners, Zian Fleming, with a brace, yes, there. So absolutely. Kind of back down to earth with a bump there for sure. I watched his brief 30-second interview with him after the game, and he used the word positive 3 times in about 30 seconds. So I'm not sure he was trying to convince the players, convince the fans, or convince themselves. But I think one of the lines was the fact that, well, I've checked on the change room. The players are still alive. So if you're at that stage where that's a positive, then I think we're in a little bit of trouble. But so they are better at home. They've only lost once at home, and they should have no better chance for it against this Blackburn side that are consistently inconsistent. I think they've alternated wins and losses over the last 9 games. And so it's been certainly a mixed bag after a very promising start. The key thing that I like about this bet as well is the fact that they had to go to Wigan at the week, a midweek fixture for Blackburn. So it's taken some juice out of the legs, and they did lose. They lost their 1-0, which was Wigan's first home win of the season. So it kind of is an indication, one, of Blackburn's form and also their ability to score. They've only scored once away from home in their last 6 road trips. So not the best form to be taken to the Riverside. That one being a 1-0 win against Blackpool, funnily enough. Results on the road this season, it's an interesting mixed bag. Started with a 3-0 victory over Swansea. And obviously they've got that 1-0 victory at Blackpool as well. Other than that, 2 3-0 defeats, a 2-0 defeat, and 2 1-0 defeats. And all those, so the last 3 have all ended in defeat as well. And 2 of them, with Wigan as well as Luton, they're their only wins of the season. So tight, scrappy, scruffy. Middlesbrough fighting for their lives, well, trying to get out of that relegation zone. But all in all, both teams to score, no, has copped in all 7 Blackburn away games. And given the circumstances here, I'm taking it to continue as well at a decent price.
Great stuff. My second selection is going to my old friend, the under 2 Asian goal line. So this is 0 goals or 1 goal is a winning bet. 2 is a push, and anything more than 2, sadly, we would lose. The game I've chosen for this one this time is Sunderland, who host Wigan. Sunderland Wigan under 2 Asian goals is plus 145 is the selection here. And this is kind of because, well, firstly, with Sunderland, as you know, the reason why I keep picking Jack Clark to score is because they don't have any strikers. So Ellis Sims is still out. Ross Stewart is still out as well. So, and since that's been the case, I think Sunderland have only scored 1 goal in the last 3 games, which is from Clark. They're struggling to create a great deal. They don't have that kind of focal point in attack. And even though I'm a big fan of Clark's, and I probably will back him to score again in this game, I do think the goal line is a little bit too high. Looking at their home game so far this season, there have been 2 0-0 draws and a 1-0 defeat. I think they've only conceded, they've kept 2 clean sheets at home already this season. And with Wigan, it's a pretty similar story. I mean, Wigan's away form is very good and impressive. They've only lost 1 game on the road out of 6 so far, winning 4. But again, they've kept 2 clean sheets and only conceded more than 1 goal twice. So it's 2 teams where their strength is kind of built on their defensive work. Liam Richardson, a very pragmatic manager. And I don't see why this would, turn into a kind of high-scoring affair. I think this games at the stadium like the season have been fairly, not boring, but not high-scoring, and especially since the injuries as well. I think this will be a cagey game, and I'm looking to short goals under 2 on the Asian goal line at plus 145 is my second selection. Jack, what's your third and final championship pick?
Preston versus Stoke. And no, I'm not going for goals. Not going for goals this time. The recording that got cut, I actually was saying I'm taking one for the team in this Preston game and going unders on the basis that we need to end this run. And that, lo and behold, the run is over, and 2 over 2.5 goals, and both seem to score for Preston in the last 2 games. But no, I'm going for over 4.5 Stoke corners in this one. And you do it a lot better than me, George. I watched it last week.
No, I'm not doing it again.
The highlight shows you how bad my weekend was. It wasn't actually. It was very good. But the highlight of my weekend was watching back your dawn of realization, the fact that you knew exactly what I was talking about with Stoke corners, because you told me the weekend prior to that. So we're going to go again, based purely because this looks like another fantastic opportunity to play it. So I did watch Preston in the flesh last weekend. And rightly so, the stats backed up what I saw myself. They were very open. There was plenty of chances. They kind of allowed plenty of shots. Freddie Woodman was definitely a goalkeeper that likes a parry rather than a catch. Any shots from distance, he plays it safe, pushes them out wide or over or around the post. So good on the corners side of things there. And obviously Preston, as I then mentioned, did play a midweek as well. So some tired legs. We should expect Stoke to be up for this game as far as being able to get a win is concerned. Both sides come off the back of very good wins last weekend, both beating the top two at the time. Obviously Stoke with that 3-1 win against the Blades, and Preston beating Norwich 3-2 at Carrow Road. So all good stuff. Say, as far as the corner side of things is concerned, Lewis Baker is a good asset here for us. Loves to have a strike from distance, a good strike at ball, takes a great set piece as well. So that will play us in nicely as far as getting this line is concerned. Over 4.5, I think, is a very generous line. I'm very happy to play around that, say, 5 line. Anything over that gets a little bit trickier, but we will take that. So under Alex Neil, Stoke's games, as you rightly pointed out, have been absolutely bonkers for corners. 7 games he's been in charge now at Stoke. And the corner count reads as follows: 14, 10, 13, 14, 12, 16 and 11. And Stoke have won 6 or more corners in 6 of those 7, home and away, averaging 6.29. And remember, we do only need them to get 5 here. The one game they didn't was a little bit of a struggle for them at Burnley. Burnley dominated possession. They had 69% possession that day, and Stoke only got 2 corners. But we'll allow the off day, don't we? As far as Preston are concerned, Stoke's corner count over that period of time, 12, 6, 6, 6, 6, 2, 6. A lot of sixes in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And let's say, we need 5 or more corners for this to cop. And briefly on Preston, their visitors have hit 5+ in all of their last 5 games at Deepdale. 5, 6, 6, 5 and 10 from the Baggies last time there. So over 4.5 corners for Stoke. So team corners this one.
There you go. Over 4.5 team corners for Stoke. Hopefully that Stoke corner record continues. And luckily this time I didn't have to run through the stats off the cuff, having forgotten all about it.
Enjoyed it thoroughly.
Goal scorer time. And it's a bit different to my usual kind of stats-based goal scorers, although I guess it is to an extent. I'm backing Brandon Thomas Asante of West Bromwich Albion to score any time at Reading. I'm taking a bit of a risk here, maybe, in terms of whether or not he'll start the game. He's plus 230. He started Steve Bruce's last game in charge against Luton, playing 80 minutes. He's a player that Bruce brought in from Salford, probably one of the only bits of business done under Steve Bruce that the Baggies fans are happy about. Their only gripe about Thomas Asante is that he didn't get more opportunities under Bruce to play and to start. He's a live wire forward. He scored a lot of goals in his last year at Salford. And I saw there was a poll on a West Brom fan account asking fans who they wanted to see starting, Thomas Asante or Carlin Grant. And it was 96% Thomas Asante and 4% Grant. And I think with a caretaker taking charge of this Baggies game, when you're a caretaker, I think the one thing you probably want to do, especially off the back of fan unrest and a managerial sacking, is basically do the one thing that the fans want you to do. And there will be consternation amongst the West Brom fans if the team sheet comes out for this game at Reading and Thomas Asante isn't in the starting lineup. He's got 2 of the best, if not the best, creative players in the whole league playing behind him in Jed Wallace and John Swift. And this is another example, similar to kind of what I said earlier, where you've got 2 sides. You've got Reading, who are the massive overperformers in terms of expected goals so far this season. Having watched more of them the last few weeks, I've got to say I've softened a little bit. You know, I thought they were decent at stopping Norwich from playing in the game a week or so ago. There was nothing fortunate at all about them getting a point from that game. And their home form is decent. So it's not like I'm not sitting here saying I think Reading is still going to go down. But there's no denying that they are running very hot. And they're up against the West Brom side where the opposite is true. We spoke about how I don't believe a new manager bounce. New manager bounce is variance. Sometime soon, it's going to click for West Brom. And, you know, like it has done happen so many times before, it might well be now that the previous manager sacked and the shackles are off a little bit and the players can feel like they can go and express themselves. So the data side of this, I guess, is more that you've got a team in West Brom who have the 3rd highest XG for in the whole league and have barely scored any up against the Reading side, who have got, you know, in Joe Lumley, their keeper, statistically the worst keeper in the league this season. I think his goals prevented rate is -8, which is pretty staggering. And it kind of all falls into place for someone, Baggies, to score any time. And then when you're comparing Thomas Asante's price to the other players, you know, who would play that position, Daryl DK has been injured. He's plus 135. Carlin Grant is plus 180. Even I think John Swift is plus 210. And Thomas Asante is a goal scorer. Like, he should be the same price as those strikers. So plus 235, he is way too big. And he is hopefully the next one in the list of winning goal scorer picks.
Is he on penalties as well?
Yeah, he should be. I mean, he definitely will be if Grant isn't on the pitch. Carlin Grant misses penalties for fun. Thomas Asante's only penalty so far was scored for Baggies a few weeks ago as well. So he should be on pens, all being well, unless, I mean, Jed could take them, Swift could take them. So there's a few, but I think he probably will be. Given he's taken one and scored one, it would seem strange if he wasn't.
Yeah, last game I saw where they had one, he took it and scored.
Yeah,
well, emphatically as well.
Exactly, but Grant has missed one since. So we'll see.
And that's also, I think that's your Twitter inbox filling up with Reading fans.
Well, I was quite nice about Reading, firstly. You know, I said quite nice. They've been all right. You know, not quite as awful as I thought they were. League One time,
yeah. MK Dons.
Actually, no, before we do that, I've got to go through. Before I forget, I have to go through the other games for everybody. Sorry about that, everyone. Luton hosting QPR is the early kickoff on Saturday, 7:30 Eastern time. And it is, plus 107 Luton, plus 225 QPR, the tie plus 210. Rotherham plus 107 hosting Huddersfield is also an early kickoff as well. And then we've covered off Middlesbrough, Blackburn, Dunn, Burnley, Swansea, Cardiff hosting Coventry, plus 10 Cardiff, 110, and plus 215 Coventry. We have got Bristol City. Neither of us have done a single pick to Bristol City. What is going on?
To leave them out from time to time.
Plus 143, Millwall plus 170. And then we've got Watford hosting Norwich. Is that a midweek game next week? Or is that
that's a late game on Saturday night.
Saturday night game. Exciting. Watford plus 163, Norwich plus 148. So Norwich, marginal favs. Then on Sunday, we've got Hull hosting Birmingham. Hull plus 148, Birmingham plus 170. Sorry, Jack, I'll let you get back to your League One pick.
That's quite all right. Can you guess what it is?
Yes.
Yes, you can. MK Dons versus Plymouth. Oh, Plymouth coming up again. Who would have believed it? Well, the reason being that they're priced up here at plus money, plus 118. And I think if MK Dons, if this was Burton Albion versus Plymouth, then we would be getting a different price on the wayside winning here, because MK Dons obviously had a good season last season. I talked about this a little while ago today, actually, about prices being, you know, teams kind of had a bit of a false price because of what they have been doing in the past. And this stinks of that to me, to be fair. MK Dons are third bottom in the league, 3 wins from 12 games. They've lost 5 of the last 6, including all of their last 3. They've got the lowest shots per game total in the league, which was a stat that kind of astounded me. They're averaging just 8.3 shots per game, MK Dons. And that drops when they're at home. Their home average is 7.3 shots per game, which is crazy. You're not going to win many games with that few chances, a goal. So another game in midweek. So another side that are coming off a back of a midweek game, we're taking on a side that had time to prep and prepare just for this particular game. And they couldn't even take a confidence boost from that. A home game against Bristol Rovers, you would think, would earmark them an opportunity to kind of kickstart their season. But it was a 1-0 loss, and very much a deserved 1-0 loss. It was their fourth their fourth home defeat in 6. I don't know if you caught their XG, George, but XG in that game for MK Dons was 0.1.
Mad,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah, crazy. And they managed just 4 shots in that game against Bristol Rovers, who had 13 themselves. So absolutely no doubt that the right team won on the night. And that's summed up basically MK Dons' season so far. Is it going to turn round? It's showing no signs of it. So I've got to get on board with this Plymouth side that have 10 points from 6 away games. They've won 3 of the last 4, scoring 11 goals this season. So the best part of 2 goals per away game. So they've got the firepower to certainly test this MK Dons side that are just shot shy and powder puff. Four wins on the spin for Plymouth. We've gone on record. Everyone knows that any regular viewers of this know that we're massive fans of Plymouth. We've got them up the pre-season. And we've continued to take advantage of the fact that they're still getting priced crazily. Plus money. I'm taking it all day long. It's far too big. So Plymouth to win.
Love it. Yeah, I'm all over that as well. When I saw you put it in, I'd already backed it and I was annoyed that you took it before I could take it too. So yeah, I completely agree. Just annoyed I missed the fancy prices. I think earlier in the week they were, a little bit bigger, but still, I mean, I'm amazed they're still as big as they are. Into League Two for me, and it is a bit of a tried and tested. It is Stevenage, who I'm backing to beat Gillingham away from home. Just a shade of odds on. It is -106. Yeah, I mean, Stevenage are top of League Two now. I think they will be top or second or third for basically the whole season. Their expected goals is the best in the division. Their expected goals ratio, I think it's 0.7 positive. So they are just creating way better chances than their opposition pretty consistently. Their away form isn't really anything to worry about too much. They have been beaten twice on the road against two of the better sides in the league in Bradford and Salford. But when playing against the poorer teams, you know, they beat Crawley, they beat Crewe, they beat Tranmere. I think I'm sure Crawley Crewe would say, but you know, they aren't necessarily the poorest. Whereas Gillingham have really struggled. I mean, there are signs of life at Gillingham. There are signs of some improvement finally under Neil Harris. But I am pretty confident that there is just a massive gap in quality between these two sides. And even though a lot of people don't like the idea of backing an away team at odds on, in my mind, this is more akin to a cup game, really. And then when you add in the extra spice factor, which is that Steve Evans ditched Gillingham last season in order to take on the Stevenage job. Initially, he was linked to Stevenage, which was quite a weird time when Gillingham wanted to keep him, and he didn't go. And then a few weeks later, there was kind of an amicable breakup at Gillingham when he moved on. So, that he will certainly want to get one over his old club. I've got no doubt about it. Neil Harris has made comments about the way the club has left when he took over as well. So a bit of spice with Steve Evans. There's always a bit of spice. But yeah,
complimentary comments, I assume.
Yeah, no, not at all. So I basically think that Stevenage are worth backing whenever possible, especially against the poorer teams. And there's nothing too prohibitive about that price at all.
Who's the referee?
I don't know. Do you know?
No. I was going to look, but I didn't want to turn away while you were talking. I'll try and find out, because that's before even all that stuff, the two sides, how they're pitched up would suggest that that's a feisty. Yes. You know, I love a card. Feisty encounter. But and also Stevenage was my short pick for League Two. So if you insisted on a League One, then I'd have gone for that. So we're both gone. We're singing off the same hymn sheet, as they say. So perfect. If you want to wrap up, I'll just try and see who.
I'll start wrapping up and you can tell us at the end. So yeah, then that is those are our picks. We will be back. I think there's a full midweek slate next week. So we'll be back early on Monday or Tuesday to go through
a bulbous docket during the week.
Exactly. So we'll be back for that. Hopefully we managed to get above the league lads this weekend with some winning selections. Hopefully Brandon Thomas Asante can keep the anytime goal scorer train going. But do follow up Because We Win on Twitter, where you can find all the sports handicappers and their selections across all sports up on there. And also do follow or subscribe, I should say, to the Bet Rivers YouTube channel, where you can find all the preview content across all sports up there, and including Jack, I think, doing pretty much as many as he can, juggling all the leagues himself. Yeah. But I know that you are EFL at heart. You are the Championship Show Ultra. That's where your heart lies. And that's
cut me and I bleed EFL, whatever that is.
So do I, actually. That's interesting. Have you got the referee for us?
Here we are. Yeah, it's it appears to be Ross Joyce, which, if it is Ross Joyce, is a good appointment. I would take that, certainly.
Cardsman? Cardsman? He gives us the cards?
He don't mind. Yeah, two red cards already this season. He gave four in both his last two. But so this one, I think, might get him a little bit more excited than that. So I think he is one of the ones that I would certainly wouldn't rule out as soon as I saw his name. So Joyce, yeah. Yeah. So if you can get on any cards there, then let's go with that one as well. Unofficially.
Perfect. Well, there you have it. Thank you, Jack, for sharing your thoughts. I'll see you early next week.
We will, yeah. Have a great weekend. Well done to my Wi-Fi for sticking it out this time around, which is good news.
Yeah, well done. Looking forward to it. So they have
you off to a game
up there. I am. What am I doing? I don't think I am. Am I going to a game? I think I'm doing something. I've got a wedding. I've got a wedding on Saturday.
Another wedding. It's either a wedding or a game with you, isn't it?
I know, one of the two. Yeah. But yeah, no more weddings after that. Just a child instead arriving. Anyway, for another time. Cheers, Jack. I'll speak to you next week. Thank you for watching or listening to this. You can find this as a podcast as well if you can't always watch it. But we love giving you our selections and hopefully we can continue to win as well. But do check out the BetRivers site for all of your betting needs too, across all the sports and leagues in the soccer. And best of luck for the weekend ahead. Please ensure you're gambling responsibly. And we will see you next week.